Hi, and welcome to the Daddy
Daughter
Dance. My name's Tobin Walsh. You can find all of my blogging work at goodbaddad.com. But most importantly to me, and more importantly to you, I'm sure, is that the young lady to my right in our brand new studio that doubles as Vivi's little sister's playroom is my 9-year-old daughter, Viviana, who calls me Dad. Say hello to the people, Vivi.
What's up, guys?
Have a great day. You having a good day, Vivi?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, well, good. Well, let's share some love here. So what we're going to talk about today, so Vivi usually comes up with our topic. So as we spoke yesterday in preparation for the show, I was asking her what she might want to talk about, and she said what?
Sports and activity.
Yes. So Sports and Fitness Industry Association. They publish on a yearly basis what they call a top line report. It's right here. Here's my copy. What it does is it's basically 40 pages of like numbers and data that tells us how active our kids are, how active we are as people, and the kind of things that they're seeing in data and numbers that make them either concerned or happy or somewhere in between. Vivi, doesn't that sound exciting? 50 pages of numbers?
No.
What do you think about being active, Vivi? What does being active mean to you?
Active means like you're out of the house somewhere playing around, or you're running somewhere.
Okay. So, like, how, if the person who is most active in your class is number one, and the least active is number 10, like, where do you fall on the scale, you think?
Probably, I used to probably be number 2. I might be number 8 now because I don't do soccer.
Oh, wow. So it depends on time of year and what we have going on. Well, the information from SFIA says basically being active, I think they recommend 150 minutes of activity. So it's basically 30 minutes, 5 days a week. That seems fairly achievable, right?
Yeah.
And the other place I looked, I found some information online, is the CDC, which is a governmental agency, recommends actually more activity than that, an hour a day. So an hour a day versus 5 days of 30 minutes. So which do you think you meet either of those criteria for being active and healthy?
Probably.
It's a problem because I think when I talk to you about being active, I think you have a difference between being busy and being active. So to me, there's a difference. So theater is cool. You love theater and I like that you do theater, but it's not all that active, right?
No.
Yeah. So, but I mean, there's a difference between being busy and being active. We're all busy. Are we active, though?
But in theater, you can run across the stage.
Oh, okay. That qualifies in your mind. So,
you run every day, too.
Yeah, I try to. Your mom and I try to set a good example for you guys. Do you think that? Do you look at mom and I when we run or do our various workouts and as a, like,
yeah,
a good example? Does it make you want to be more active?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. That's cool. I mean, that makes me feel good to hear because sometimes I just don't feel like it, but I know I should, right?
Sometimes I don't either. I get weird.
Let's talk about how, so in my opinion, so people like you, that you're 9 years old, you're in fourth grade, there's pretty much two ways I see you being active. Number one is in school, and number two is in the various sports with you, okay? So we've touched on the different sports that you and your brothers do. What about in school? Talk about activity in school, like when you're at your elementary school. What are you doing to stay active?
PE. And sometimes recess outside.
Okay. So that's one of the things the report talks about is the availability of recess and the impact that has on whether our kids are active. Vivi, so I don't remember when, but it wasn't too long ago where your school didn't have recess, right?
We didn't have recess too long ago. I've been at my school for 5 years and we've only had recess for about 2 years. So when I was in second grade, we didn't have recess outside.
Okay, and so I remember when we moved to Florida, I was appalled at that. I was like, that's unacceptable. So let's assume you have 30 minutes of active PE 3 times a week. That's 90 minutes plus the 40 minutes you had for recess. So you're at 130 minutes that the school provides you of activity, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if it's 150 minutes, that's your goal. 130 is pretty good by the school.
Yeah.
What do you think could be improved about school, either PE or recess?
We can have outdoor recess every day we're at school. And PE, have more of the active time than just sitting down and having to wait for someone to have a speech. Playing outside, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's one thing that we as parents probably don't do well enough is that we, you know, we think, oh, our kids are so overcommitted and busy, and then we let you guys come home and sort of jump on YouTube or play Fortnite. You know, whatever.
No,
we don't have Fortnite, but our kids play Fortnite or watch Fortnite on YouTube, which drives me crazy, right?
Yeah,
that's crazy. All right, so maybe we can make more time to do stuff outside. Would it help if we did more like outdoor stuff as family?
Yeah, I was also thinking, like, I've seen YouTube videos that they have like a ninja warrior course in their backyard.
You think I can build that?
Yeah.
You think I can build it?
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh.
They have a huge yard.
Yeah, we could think about it, I guess. Yeah, it would be one of the things that I would build and you guys would never do. You'd sit on YouTube inside and not want to do it.
Sweet
boy. It's too hot.
It's too
hot. That's too sweaty.
That's going to be Lyndon and Everett and Emerson and Joseph, and I'm going to be out there.
Okay.
You can bring water out there with us.
Okay. Well, it's something to consider. And when I think about getting kids active, I think about three things. Number one, everybody should have recess.
Yes.
And it should be more than twice a week. It should be three times a week. Come on, right? Come
and
on.
Or more.
Right? Even in the snow, if we live in the snow? Yeah, even in the snow, three times a week. Let's try to get that down. Number two, we need to make sports for kids accessible and affordable, right? Nobody should like be left out of sports because they can't pay.
$4,000 just for soccer.
Yeah, it's nuts. Whatever we pay for soccer, it's too much. And you know, there are organizations out there that are good for that. The Y is good. There's mm-hmm. other organizations. There's scholarships available. But those things need to be absolutely clear to parents and available to everyone. Because no one can afford thousands of dollars for sports, right? No matter how rich we are. Or not rich, I should say. And then lastly, we need to all just have unstructured playtime with our kids. I mean, when's the last time, Vivi, you can be honest, when's the last time I was out there kind of like playing with you?
I don't know.
We threw the football around. Days ago, but I mean certainly not every day, right?
4 days. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm working and busy and tired, right? We're working out, so I mean I need to probably make some more time to be outside with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well listen, I think this kind of conversation helps out, and if I can help you get active anyway, let's do it, okay? Is that a deal?
Yeah.
All right, well thanks everybody. We hope you have a great day. If you have any questions or comments, there's more at goodbaddad.com. But for now, for Vivi, thank you for joining the Daddy
Daughter
Dance. Have a good day, y'all.